All right, so Neil was supposed to do the opening prayer, but I did it.
Thank you.
I should read my sheet, I guess. So let's have, first off, is the introduction of the elders. So as I call your name, please come up forward here. Neil Williams.
Come forward.
David Mann. Come on up. Dustin Phillips. And Kevin Sullivan. So you all go, our elders.
Yay!
I didn't want them to hide in their seats. I want them up here. So next we have the affirmation of elders. And all the elders here have agreed to they would like to stay on. And so we would like to have an affirmation from our group here on keeping our elders. All in favor? All opposed? Okay, great. You are still elders. Chairman, so now we have the affirmation of the officers. Okay, and the affirmation of the officers. Chairman of the elders will be Neil Williams. Come on up again, Neil. Minister of Finance, Tammy Mann. And Minister of Records, Anna Mae Benz. Come on up. So again, we want to affirm that we want these as our officers. So all in favor? All right. All opposed? All right. You are officers. Thank you. We have no constitutional changes. It's still, and if you need a copy of them, we have a copy. If you don't know what our constitution says, I'll gladly give it to you, as well as the bylaws. So we as a church have a constitution and how we are to operate. And bylaws and of our doctrinal statements and things. And so we have those available. If you don't have them or if it's been a while and say, you know what, I don't remember what was in that, feel free to come and ask me and I can give you a copy of it. That moves us to the new church policies. So we're going to have a new building. And with a new building comes a different way of doing church. And we need to have policies. We're going to have internet there. So we need to have an internet policy. We have a children's church check-in because we're going to have people coming that, you know, have new people and they need to trust that their kids are being cared for and are safe. And in just to give you an experience, in churches we've been in past, we've had people that have come in and they're in a divorce situation or they're in a separate parenting situation. And sometimes because the other spouse that doesn't have the children knows that the kids are in church, they may come in and take the kids. And we don't want that because that could end up with all kinds of problems. So we need to make sure, not just for that reason, but for many reasons, that the kids are safe. So we're going to have a check-in policy. We're going to have a table where people come in and they'll come up to the table and they'll check their children in. They'll get a number. The kid will get a number. And then we have, with our new software, the ability to type in a message. So if the child's, you know, sick or is acting up in some way, we can just type a message and it'll scroll across the screen their number so they would know that they need to go back and take care of something with their child. So we're going to have that. But we have to check them in. We have to do that. And we have to have a policy for that. So these are the type of things we're working on. But, I mean, we have policies that we've looked at. We've got drafts of them. We don't have them here with us today, but we will have them. So I want you to know that the way we're going to be doing things. So that's important. Following, any questions about that? Good. Okay, good. And then the internet use. It's going to be kind of like if you need it. We don't want people, you know, sitting in church and Googling stuff. You know, that's fine if you want to check me on my sermon. I don't care because I feel pretty confident you'll see the same thing. But what we don't want is the use of pornography and things like that people come in and they may do that. And if we find that out, there needs to be a policy in place that says you are banned from using this anymore. We could have groups come in to use the facility. They need to have a policy to say this is the proper use. If you have to use our internet to show some kind of video or something, they need to have a policy that if they don't follow the policy, they can no longer rent the facility. So there are reasons for the internet as well. It's a good thing, but it can be used for a lot of bad things as well. So that takes care of really that section. I just wanted to let you guys know what we're doing. And so the child abuse protection update. California, AB 506 is a bill that came into California a couple of years ago, and we have to be in compliance as of the beginning of this year. That compliance means we have to have people that have taken classes. If they're going to be with children and teach children a certain number of hours in a year, they have to have classes under the belt to understand about child abuse and the prevention of child abuse and what they are to do, when they are to report, and when they don't have to report incidences that come to them. But this is a requirement in California, and it requires, we've always done background checks, but now we have another layers of stuff that we have to do. And one of those things for people that are going to be with children more than 16 hours a month or more than 30 hours in a year, they have to get their fingerprints done. So most of our teachers don't fall under that group. 16 hours a month, you know, they're only back there with the children maybe an hour or so, four times, or not even that, a month. So those people, all they have to do is go through to understand the policy. We need to have at least two on the premises right now that understand those policies. Right now, Heather and Neil have taken the class. Eileen and I have taken the class. We meet our AB 506 recommendations of people we have, that we have four. So if I'm not here, Neil and Heather are here. I would like to have more, just because here's what could come up. I ask our keeper of records, and we pay a lady. It's not very much. We can't keep our own records. That's part of the thing. We have to pay somebody off-site to keep our records so that we're not, you know, make sure that we're not doing our own thing and fudging the numbers or whatever. So she has told us that right now, I asked two on premises for all the children. You know, that seems kind of odd. They go, that's the way the law was written. The law was thrown together so quick, they just said two on premises. But knowing how these things work, I said, what about two in the room or two? Could that go? And she goes, actually, there is a question on that, and they're taking it to court. So we could very quickly find ourselves needing two per room if the court decides we need to do that. So everybody, I would suggest that everybody that's in Children's Church at least take the course. Don't do the fingerprinting if you're not going to be with the kids 16 hours a month or 30 hours a year. But all those with the kids, if they just take the course and I can get it to you, the church will pay for the course or have it done for you. It's just an online course. It takes, a couple hours? Yeah, a couple hours. And it's an online course. You just watch some videos and you answer the questions, and then they send you a certificate. As many as those as we have, the more in compliance we can be. Right now we have enough, but I'd like to have more. The other thing is those that spend more than 30 hours in a year, they have another thing. They have to have their thumbprints, like I said. And so that test, you take the test, but then you have to go to Reading. And we did it at the UPS store. They take your fingerprints, and they send that off to the feds and to the state. And then you're registered that you are aware of the child prevention, child abuse prevention, and then you can serve more. So people like that, anybody that's going to be serving in VBS for more than 16 hours in a month, that needs to be done. I have Anna May on the list. I don't know if you've got your email. They didn't send you an email. I'll get with it. So Anna May is going to be spending a lot of time with the kids for VBS. If any of you plan to spend time in VBS more than 16 hours for that month, that includes if you're also serving in Children's Church in that month, let me know to put you on that so that you can have the thumbprint so we can be in compliance. We do not want to be out of compliance. So, yes? Mm-hmm. Right. You need to go, so it's to be in compliance with AB 506. Did you have a certificate given to you with that showed your fingerprint on it? I have to get you that, and you have to go get it done again. It's to be in compliance with this, so, yeah. They will send you, I've given the email addresses to those, for Anna Mae, for Neil and Heather, and actually for Gloria, too, because Gloria serves on Thursday nights with the kids at our home in our parsonage when we do with the youth group. So all those should be getting emails. I sent it out 2 weeks ago to have it done. I sent her another email last week. Did she get it? She did not respond. So I'm going to try to get a hold of her this week for sure and get those out. But if anybody else wants to be registered to go through this course, that way if people are missing, you're on the premises. That's all we need. So anyway, that brings up the reports. So this is our business meeting. Any questions on anything we've already gone over? At UPS in Reading. There's like four places. We just did it at UPS. But yeah, we just went in there, Eileen and I did, and we showed them the form that they sent us. They will send you a form that you fill out. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, maybe they can send it to me. And there is another way. I think I can get the download the videos if you want to watch it. Or you can come to our house, yes. Yeah. But everything's going online. I mean, it is. Anything else? Okay. Let's do the reports. Tammy, should I come up?
So if anybody doesn't know me, my name's Tammy Mann. I'm the treasurer. I just finished my 26th year as treasurer. I've been here a long time. It's starting to show the age. So in your packet, you'll find the first sheet is the balance sheet. And a couple of things I wanted to point out. Cash, we're doing fine. But I wanted to point out that $150,000 of our cash, the amount that sits at Five Star, is not cash we can spend because we are required to keep $150,000 on deposit for Five Star related to the loan. So when you look at that, you got to kind of subtract the $150,000 to say what we really have, what we have that we can actually spend. Of that balance that's left, almost $197,000 is what we currently have in building fund, which leaves $68,000 in our general fund. We're doing pretty good as far as cash goes. The other thing I would point out is that our fixed assets will go up. So far, it'll go up about $886,000. So the way that I do like the construction on the property is when it's being spent, it shows up in the expenses because that's how we budget it. And then at the end of the year, I do an entry and I reduce the expense and put it on the balance sheet because it's really an asset. But in order for you to be able to see the expenses, it needs to show up on the expense report. So they will go up for that. And also this year, we will be capitalizing the shop. It finally got a final. We're allowed to occupy. So it's going to move from construction work in progress to regular assets, so it will start depreciating. Hopefully the church makes it there sometime this next year. We have started drawing on the loan. We've drawn, around $320,000 so far, if I'm remembering correctly. We have the building fund. I haven't taken to zero because some people might be saying, why do you draw before you're at zero? Well, the way that the loan is working is that the last payment that we will make to Donna Jamian, they will withhold what they call a retention. So we need to keep enough in the building fund account to make that payment to Donna Jamian until the bank releases the funds. So we're holding back that much to be able to make that payment. The other things that are in there that we have to make sure we can cover is we are in the budget. We're budgeted for chairs, for TVs, for all that kind of stuff. And that is included in that number as well. We do have a little bit of excess, but part of our issue is that we will start making loan payments. I have not got the first one. I'm expecting an interest payment anytime. I keep checking and not seeing the pay, the the documentation for it, but I'm expecting it because we start paying interest once we start drawing on the loan. So we need to be able to make interest payments. We do have some money in general fund, but we do try to keep a cushion because tithing can be kind of up and down. So we need some kind of buffer to be able to make sure we can pay the bills. But I'm hoping that we can use that we stay high enough that we can use general fund money. But you'll see in the budget, when we get to the budget, we did budget the possibility of moving money from the building fund to general fund to make those payments. So it all depends on what comes in general fund. So that's why I didn't take it to zero before we started drawing on the loan. Your next sheet is the actuals and where we are on actuals. You'll see that it looks like we're doing really well, and we are doing well. I will tell you that this is as of March 9th, so because our year hasn't ended yet. So Debbie paid bills when she came to the house on Tuesday. Those bills that she paid are not included in this because I had to stop it at a certain date. So all of March is not paid. So the number that you see at the bottom showing that we're in the good $28,000, I'm expecting that's going to go down somewhere between $6,000 and $8,000. So we'll still be about 20 ahead for the year, but we won't be the full 28. I won't know until I have all the bills and I have all the credit card receipts and, you know, all the stuff for the months in order to say where exactly we are. Some of the highlights, though, about the report. In administration, we're to the good right now. That will go down because the pastor's salary is not in there yet because his check was written on Tuesday. We also have some things that I would tell you about that are a little different. We did budget $62,000 last year for interest. We didn't draw on the loan, therefore we didn't have interest to pay. However, we did have loan fees of almost $58,000. So it kind of offset. I was glad we budgeted interest because I wasn't anticipating the loan fees. So we're coming out okay there, but it will go down because we are still missing a few expenses for March.
$58,000 sounds like a huge amount. What do you mean? Can you explain what that
is? All I know is I paid the bill. Wow. I wasn't the loan person. Neil might be able to address that at some point, but they're fees that we paid in the process of trying to get the loan. So.
Whenever you are financing, there are fees that you have to pay the bank. You do that when you buy a home. There's bank fees on your loan. You know, that's the type of thing this is. The bank needs to have money that they charge you for setting up loan, for, you know, a lot of different things that are involved in that. So,
There's nothing, and a senior pastor, other than the fact that we still owe him a paycheck, that's not reflected here. The only thing that was a little different was we had a few more maintenance things on the parsonage. So when Jim left and before Dawn moved in, we cleaned carpets, cleaned grout, you know, that kind of thing. And then also the range had to be replaced. So the church paid for a new range. Going down, we're doing pretty good. Going down to facilities, let's see, that one for you is under building equipment, building property maintenance, shows that we're over 27. That was an oversight in last year's budget. The payment we make to the POA every month got forgotten when they were developing the budget. So that's not in there. There was a few things that just got missed. The big thing in there, though, is some equipment for the shop. They bought racks and bins. Anybody that's storing anything for a ministry, I know Anna May stuck a lot of stuff over there. She got out of her garage. So we now have a place to store it, but they had to buy something in order to do that. So that was an unexpected expense that came up. Under leadership care, the only thing that came up was the conference for that they attend. We paid for an extra. Other than that, pretty much everything is really all under and nothing really significant as far as what happened. Sorry, I'm going through a more detailed list with my notes. Worship, under worship ministry, down, I think it's on the second page, yeah, under worship ministry. Music ministry is a little high. We pay in order to be able to show the songs and to use the songs. It went up this year. So that's why that was has a little bit of an increase. And then under audiovisual, I'll let you know, even though it's a savings, we did have to replace the worship computer. I don't know if you were here the day it died. I happened to be gone. By my understanding is it just died. So we had to replace it. So that was a large expense this year, but we're still in the good for it, or in the positive. So we were okay with that. Sorry about that. Missions, our village missions. Missions, it looks like we have quite a bit of savings, but the March payment for all of our missions are not included because, well, they just happened as well on Tuesday. So that'll go down. The VM tithe is higher, but I'll remind you that when you give to general fund, 10% of what you give goes to village missions. So as our general fund tithe goes up, our VM tithe goes up. So it just corresponds. Overall, we're in good shape. Our revenue cover has been covering our expenses, and our expenses have been low. So any questions on that one? Yes, ma'am. No, we pay $50 a month. We donate to the POA for cleaning. They don't require it. It's something the elders decided to go do, gosh, I don't even know how many years ago. It's been a long time ago because we use the facility, and we use the facility for free.
It happened when we quit cleaning.
Oh, okay. When we stopped having our own members clean, then we started paying $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's been a while, but so we pay $50 a month, and it just helps with cleaning. During COVID, they actually sent a check back and said, "Don't pay us; you're not using it." So we didn't start paying again until we started using it again. The budget actual, the building fund. There, you have a sheet for building fund actuals that have happened so far. Which is where we're standing on the building. You'll see that our offering, our building fund tithes have been higher, considerably higher than we budgeted. Our expenses are lower, but that's because we got a late start on the building, so not a whole lot of expenses have hit in this last year. You'll notice in the budget this year for building that it's budgeted again. So any questions there? Okay, my last item, I always like to share where we are on giving units. So a giving unit is basically like a family or an individual that gives to the church. Last year for our, and I only track it for general fund as far as the an individual numbers, as far as grouping. I didn't share this. This one I just tell. So last year we had 70 giving units for general fund. This year we still have 70. So as people have left us, people have stepped in and replaced. For building fund, it was 59 last year, and it's 54 this year. So we lost about 5 that we're giving to the building fund. Overall, because some people give to building and not general fund, overall last year we had 81, and this year we have 79. Of that, we had in the top, so top I do 4,000 and above as far as giving. We had 16 last year giving units giving 4,000 or above, and 15 this year. So we're staying steady. I do that because for a lot of churches, that top number is the number that supports most of the budget. So I like to keep track of it to try to see how we're doing. We are actually doing well, because it's not just that top that is supporting our overall budget. It's the next layer as well, which we have an additional 15. So that tells me that there's 30 giving units that are supporting the most of our budget, rather than just some churches, it's literally like 5 families, because that top is usually a fairly low number. But our church seems to be going through an averaging where we have more. Yes, Judy. Say that again. For
Oh,
4,000 and above is what I use at the top. I thought about changing it this year, but what I try to do is not make it so that, because if I say there's three, people are going to start thinking, ooh, who are the three? If I say there's 15, it's like, oh, that's a bigger number, right? So I don't like it to be a small number. But and this is from, when I say these numbers, they're, so the budget or the actuals we just went through are a fiscal year. Our fiscal year starts April 1st, and it goes through the end of March. When I look at giving report, I have to look at a calendar year because I keep the giving workbook based on calendar year because that's how I do your tax reports. So this is the 2022 versus 2023. So I think we're pretty strong is what I get from it, is that we have enough people in those higher levels that are giving that we can support our budget. Yes, Anna Mae.
Sorry, just for my notes. The building fund giving units?
Oh, it was 59 last year, 54 this year. So we're staying strong. So. I am saying we will need general fund money to make the payments. So what we've reflected in the budget, because when I was told, I thought that it was going to take longer for the building. That comes up later. So what I have in there is an estimate on interest, which I will tell you is not an easy place to be right now because, well, it's not very set. So trying to figure out, I mean, from the first time I did it to the last time I did it, it was quite a bit different. So interest is just, you know, out there right now. What's not in there is the principal payments. So principal payments are going to be high. So that's why we're saying that we might be taking from what's given to building fund, putting in general fund to be able to make those payments. Because does the general fund now, right now, have the money to make payments? No. Where we are right now, we are not bringing in enough. Because if you look at it, it says we're at $23,000 ahead, right? I already told you that's going to go down because all of March isn't in. That is not enough to make payments. So from a building perspective, from our regular budget, we're good. The building we're pulling out of building fund. One of the things I've been wanting to talk to the elders about is I think we might need to do a fund, like we have the building fund, do a debt service fund. So when the people that are like, oh, I really want the debt to go down, they can put it there and they know that it's going to happen. But that's a them choice. But to me, that's City of Reading has a debt service fund. It is a very common thing to have. So it's something that we could do once the building is built and we know we're in good shape, that we could do that and give people that option. So,
Jamie, do you know what the principal payments will be?
No.
Right now, we have a construction loan. Mm-hmm. So it will, once the building is done, it will transfer that over and we'll get another loan for paying off the building, which will be a totally separate thing. But right now, all it is a construction loan, and we're just paying the debt service on it right now. We're just paying the interest.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So until it becomes a final loan, and we know the loan percentage, which, you know, it's hard to guess right now what the interest rate's going to be, we won't know what the payment is. We only know. The interest rate now on the construction loan, the interest is probably higher than what the final loan should be. It should be. But I just don't know where it's going to land. So, okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right.
Dustin. All right, just a quick update on the building. If you haven't been over there, feel free on a weekend to go take a look, see what's going on. We have made some significant progress. The stucco, the first coat of the stucco is actually going to be going on this week. As soon as that's done, we'll have some flashings put on the parapet, the top of the walls, which should completely seal us up for water coming down the walls, which opens us up for insulation. We just lost about 2 weeks because we were having some water intrusion a little bit coming down the inside of the exterior walls, just because those weren't capped off in the top. So I delayed insulation just because we don't want that stuff getting wet. So they are currently in there buffing the floors. Got a couple more passes to go through, finish that up. I think they've got another like week and a half to finish those. We'll be covering it up, and then insulation will be starting probably a week from Monday. And then once they're done, we'll be getting drywall and everybody get ready for the big painting party that we'll have. So it's definitely taking shape and moving right along. I have to the elders a completion date, but we're looking probably sometime in August. Yep. So, yes, sir. No, anything can happen. Yeah. So, yeah, we're in March. There's still a lot of rain that could happen. We've got a project in Reading that's been delayed months because of rain and not being able to do dirt work and flat work. So, hopefully, we'll. On the interior, no, there shouldn't be any issues. Yep, but we do
just
need
how
to.
How fast you guys can paint?
Yeah. Yep. So. Yes. Yep. It probably is towards the end of April, I think. I don't remember offhand. I need to update the schedule with this latest delay. But we'll get that out to everybody so they know. Any questions on the building or Faye?
I understand that there's not going to be a permanent wall between the classrooms. Is that right?
So, currently, the two back classrooms, which is the junior church and elementary church, we have left that open. Our plan is to potentially frame a wall after construction's done and finish it to separate those rooms, only because it gives us an opportunity in the future to easily take that down if we need to. If we were to build that wall now, we'd have to have electrical in it. There would be certain things we'd have to have in there. That would be a pain to try to retrofit down the line. So leaving it open now, we could potentially put a partition in. The partition that was in the plans was like 20 or 30 grand. So the elders opted to take that out to save that money because we'll probably build that wall for like 2 or 3 grand. It was just a cost-saving thing and something easily that we can put in and retrofit down the line if we need to take it down to give any of those classes bigger rooms.
Yep.
Yep.
And yeah. We just did an upgrade to insulate the interior walls so we don't have sound bleeding through the classroom. So that's generally not done when you're doing a building project. Interior walls are never really, unless you ask for it, and we thought that would be a good idea to add that. It wasn't that much more money to do. I think it was like $3,400.
Yep.
For things like, flushing the toilet in the women's room next to the sanctuary, things like that, it's all soundproofed, basically. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Any other questions on building update process?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Doug.
No problem.
Before I have Debbie come up and talk, I wanted to say a couple things about interior. There's been some questions about chairs. I know there's been talk in the past of buying our own chairs and that kind of thing. I opted not to do that because I want people to come in and sit where they would like. Generally, when people will buy their own chairs, some may feel like, I purchased a chair, this is where I want to sit. I know that may not be true for everybody, but in the past, with churches, that has happened. And I don't want that to happen. So what we did as elders, we held back money in the building fund that'll be transferred to the general fund to purchase chairs. So we'll all have something to sit on when we come in, and we don't have to, where are they going to get the chairs? We will have chairs. They are gray. They have a lumbar support. In the back, they have a card pocket for a tithe offering and a pencil back there. And every other one will have a rack on it, and will have Bibles put underneath. So a Bible's always available, every other chair, and every chair has an envelope for offering. So as people come in and new people come in, they'll be able, maybe they don't have a Bible, maybe they don't see our box on the table, but they'll see the envelope. So it's a nice feature of the chairs. And the interior committee wanted a dark gray, and that's why it's a dark gray, so it won't get dirty and, you know, light colors. So they're very pretty chairs. And we've put a deposit down on them, and they'll be here August 16th. So, yeah. 150. So the sanctuary right now, the chair layout shows 120. That is like an aisle here and an aisle, just like we have it right here. 120 seats. If we want to, we can put other chairs down the middle here that give us about 130, plus some along the back row like we have now. We'll have chairs in the back. That would be about 130. That would give us 20 extra chairs. We're putting speakers in the foyer. We have a TV in the foyer. So if we need an overflow, we have an overflow of 20 extra chairs so that we can overflow. So we have a total capacity. The building is like 233 people standing. So if people want to come in and stand, we even have more space. So that's being done. The other thing that's being done is, yes?
Is
there
going to be a nursery?
There is a nursery.
There's
going to be a screen. We actually have a screen in the, we've used it before at church years ago. It's been in storage. It works fine. In the future, we may want to get something different, but it works, and we'll have a screen in the nursery.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we also have in our budget two cribs for the nursery. And we are going to have a speaker in the nursery with a volume control so that those that are in there, you know, if they have to go nurse their babies or whatever, they can still listen to the sermon. So, the other thing is the stage. So the stage is going to be right where those diagonal walls are, if you can, in your mind's eye, see it. From the edge of that diagonal back will be the stage. It'll be a two-step stage, be up about 12 inches. And in the back corner over here, if you're looking at the stage, over here in this corner is our sound booth. So, and we have conduit that runs underneath the floor back to the stage, so all that will be handled that way. We won't have to have all this wireless interference and pianos cutting out and that kind of thing happening. So we'll have a stage. Right now, they're designing the backdrop of the stage. We've come upon an idea of putting rustic wood back there and some nice lighting on the stage. And Stephen Blaylock has offered to build us a very nice cross for the back of the stage, too. Yeah, we have yet to talk about this, but he asked that it be backlit too, so that we could have it lighted from behind. He said he wants to do that for us. He builds boats. I don't know if you know that, but he builds boats. He's a wonderful carpenter. It's going to be a great looking cross. Yeah.
What about baptism?
Baptism? We're coming to your house. No. I have researched baptisms. Right now, we can use the pool if we need to. We haven't budgeted for it, but I have looked into it. For about $3,500, you can get a portable baptismal on wheels that you fill up. It's got a little heater. It's got a pump in it, so you can pump the water. You just take it outside and put a hose on it and pump it out. And it looks real nice. You can have it even, it sits up front and it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And it has a lid on it that you can actually use it as a communion table if you want to. It's not budgeted. It wasn't one of the things that we thought, well, we can use the pool if we need to, or somebody has a nice pool at their home, we can use their pool, or in case of Jerry, we can use your hot tub, right? Okay. So, but that is another option that we can do in the future. It's about, right now I looked at them, about $3,500 to $4,500 for those. Okay. Yeah. Yes, so we're going to have crosses on the outside of the church. They're going to be built. We're right now, Dustin, they're going to be aluminum, right? Yes. So they won't get rusty. they won't be real heavy and fall off the wall with the wind loads and things. They're going to be very nice. And so we're going to have two, one on either side of the door. When you look at the front, it's kind of at an angle. You've got one on this side and one on this side. It goes from floor all the way up the roof, all up to the rooftop. So big crosses. Are they lit up, Dustin? Yes.
Could we also, it's just a thought, entertain the idea that when everything was budgeted, there's still things that are not budgeted, that we can think of as a congregation when they come up. I've been involved with the churches previously, and set up a fund, people to volunteer to make donations, like the baptism.
Right.
Something like
that. Yeah. As the need arises.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that. The elders, do you have a problem with that? No? Okay. I have no problem with that.
So, when the Tower Chapel of Bedbluff was doing the big addition, they just put out a list of things that they need. Like, we need a hot water tank for the bathroom shower area. And they had, 15 to 20 things, items.
Right. Right. I like that idea, but here's what I don't want to happen. We need our building fund to continue to grow, and we need to make that, like Tammy talked about, being able, right now in our general fund, we don't have a payment for the principal right now. We don't know what that's going to be, and we may have to use that building fund. It continues. I don't want to deplete that building fund and the giving to the building fund. If we want to give over and above, I think that would be a good idea.
That's what they were doing. Okay.
Right.
Strictly, anybody want to do an extra
right.
offering, they have the extra.
Yeah. Okay.
So, to me, what we're saying is we're giving more to the building fund. Because if something comes up, it's going to come out of the building fund even if we have a budget.
Yeah.
So, by it going into the building fund, it means, let's say that we have an item and it's going to cost $1,000 and then $1,500. Well, the other $500 is part of the building fund.
Okay. Just put on your check or whatever where you want it to go to, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But I thought the human life for chairs for nursery couldn't be taken out of the building fund. So if it is in relation to us moving in and making the facility usable, so if we don't have chairs, can we use the building very well?
No.
No.
Well,
so
those.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, and along those lines, actually, Dr. Lipke mentioned this the other day, and he demonstrated his perspective. He's just doing some recycling. You know, we all recycle our stuff, right? And he's been taking, you know, some bottles of food down, and he got
fill the rooms with what we need
out of what's been done.
Yes. Yeah. So just to let you know, when this came up and we were wondering about chairs, I designated money out of the building fund, and I tell Tammy, here's what the cost of the chairs are, they're requiring a 50% down. Take it out of our building fund and move it to general fund, because is that what you did? You just paid it out of, okay. But there's contingencies in there. Also, the TVs on the wall, we're going to have 2 86-inch TVs on each of those wings. So that's been already set aside. It's one of the things we have to have church. So it can come out of that. Also, we have a TV in the back here, instead of off to the side over here. We're going to have a TV, not a projector, nice and bright, so all of us on stage that sing and do that can see it. So that's not going to be 86 inches, but it's going to be smaller, but it's going to be right in the straight back from the stage on the back wall. And then you have another TV in the foyer. So those are all going to be digitally sent things to, so that we can have it. Yes? We haven't looked at that yet. I don't see it as, it's a cafe ministry. It's to welcome people in and have a cup of coffee. I don't see it being we're going to have a sign up for people can serve in it, and we're going to have a sign up people can bring things like cookies or coffee cake to sit there and share. There'll be a can. We're not getting a Mr. Coffee. Okay, we are getting a real professional coffee like you have at a restaurant. No. We're going to have good coffee. Keep people wide awake for church.
Or Kevin.
So we have a little refrigerator in there. We're going to be able to have half and half and other things and, you know, sweeteners and so. Coffee can with a slot in the top. Just, you know, donate. Yeah, if you go to Starbucks and you've got a line of people, we all go, waiting for a coffee, I got to go somewhere. I don't want that. I don't want people out in the hall waiting for coffee. We have a professional coffee machine that we got a pot, pour it, you know, and we can just go. Yeah. Yes. Well, no, we haven't. It's right here. It wasn't on your list, but I'm about ready to do it. Did we go out of order? Where's a new church policy? Introduce the new budget. It's the last two pages. I don't see introduce the new budget on here. Did I miss it? Yeah. Oh. Okay. Sorry. All right, real quick. Here's, if you go to your last two pages, it says LCCC adopted general. That's what we're, it's not adopted yet until the day till we all affirm it, right? So we're looking at the adopted budget, right? Okay. So as you go through that, Tammy, do you want to do this? Is there anything? This is my show, okay. So we had a process. We went to all the ministerial teams. Neil put us out a packet for all of us to look at. Everyone in charge of different ministries, and we came back with what we want for the new building, what we would want for our kids, and for the worship ministry, and for all these different ministries. For administrative, on my part, I had to do a lot of administrative stuff and paper usage and all that kind of stuff. So we compiled all this together. Also in that budget, we looked at things maybe in the future we wanted to move to in the future, which is our dream, where we'd like to go, but that is not in here. What we are looking to adopt here is what we can do right now with the funding that we have. And I truly believe the Lord is going to bless us, and I truly believe when we have a church right here in our community, more and more people come. They won't drive past the gates to go to a church in Cottonwood or Anderson or Redding or Red Bluff. You know, we have the love of God right here. And there's no need to go anywhere else, right? So, anyway, this is the budget. Look it over. We can go through it. That ministerial senior pastor, I do not get paid $85,370. That's been asked. Is that my salary? No, that is the things I'm in charge of over things. That's the budget for the ministerial budget, okay? Yeah, all the things that... Yeah. All of that, yeah. So that is... But that I don't... That's not my salary. Somebody asked me that, and I just want to make clear that's not my salary. So as we look through, you can see there's items that are increased. Of course, there's some items that have decreased. But for the most part, we're going to have more expenses because we have a building. And we're gonna have to do the one thing that we didn't budget for, and I'm praying that everyone here would be enjoying with this, is we looking at a cleaning crew for after coming in after church and cleaning every week. That's $80 a week. That's $360 a month, $320 a month. And we figured if we just joined together after church, we just go in and keep it clean every week, and then if the kids clean up after themselves in Sunday school and put everything away and the tables are wiped down, and the teachers stay with the kids, because, you know, the parents are going to leave. They're going to come and get the kids and leave when the service is over. So we need to be conscious as we're getting ready. Okay, guys, and Eileen and I did this in past churches. We had the kids clean, and the teachers kind of went behind, made sure that everything, trash was emptied, taken out. Floor swept, vacuumed, it is swept because we have. So all those things, we can avoid a lot of expense if we're just diligent doing it ourselves. It's same with cleaning the restrooms after church. Just we can have a cleanup crew that you don't have to do it every week unless you want to, but we can just assign people to go on this Sunday of the month is your crew's time to go in and clean the women's men's bathroom, the coffee bar area, and make sure everything is clean. And it won't build up, and we won't have to pay somebody. So, yeah. It is a nice glazed, it's concrete, and it's polished, and it's real nice and shiny and bright. A couple of things with that. We had a church that somebody thought it would be really wise to really disinfect it, and they used bleach, and it turned it a nice white glaze. And we in spots, and it ruined. So we got to be careful what cleaners we use. We just can't use anything to clean it. You know, we got. And I'm sure we'll have floor care told us how we're supposed to take care of it. No, it's concrete polished, really nice finish polished. Yeah, if you go into Home Depot, they don't have it nice and shiny, probably as shiny as we're going to have it, but it's got like that. So, yeah. So that brings up something that I've thought about when we get into our new building, and this is kind of off of this, but it's important to note. So you have this floor that potentially is slick if you get water all over it. I think we need to keep the drinks out of the sanctuary. Number one, we don't want to get seats all dirty, but also we don't want somebody in the middle of church slipping and falling because somebody dumped their coffee over and on that slick floor. So, you know, we need to look at that. I think we need to, we just take care of the sanctuary, keep it outside, and don't bring it into the sanctuary because it's a safety hazard for the elderly and for anybody could slip. What's that? Yeah, I think if you have a lid on it, I don't think that's a problem. Yeah. So I just don't want open cups of coffee being dumped or water being dumped. Okay. Yep. So that's why, you know, that's one of the ways we could cut back on this budget this year and these things that we have in here is by trying to find ways that we can do simple things that would cost us hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars. A cleaning service costs us thousands of dollars a year. I don't think we need it. And I'll tell you something else about now that we have a church building, we got new people coming. A lot of times people want to serve. Maybe they're serving in another church and they want to carry over, but we don't really know who they are. We need to to see how they are. Do they come every week? Do they live a Christian lifestyle? Then they can be moved up to ministry. But cleaning ministry, anybody can do that. If they have a heart for it, you can just say, hey, I'm new to church. What can I do? Well, we have a cleaning crew.
Mm-hmm. Or a special event or
funeral. They have a policy that's in place which has insurance, cleaning, so forth. Yep. We do too. That's part of that. When I talked about the policies coming up, there's two I mentioned. We had internet and another policy, but we do have a policy for weddings because they have to agree with our doctrinal statement. We don't want our doctrinal statement, we said that a marriage is between a man and a woman. And so if anything else isn't going to fly, and you can't have that kind of and that's legal. We have put it in our, and that way we're protected. Yeah. And we will have the same for any kind of event. Yeah.
So we have to be really careful when we talk about weddings. Because that affects our property
taxes. Okay. So we really want to think about, do we want to go there? Okay.
Because we have to tell
the
county.
Okay. Does that mean weddings too? You mean just renting it out to a Boy Scout troop or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they will. Yeah, I get that. Okay. No. Yes, because we have to protect ourselves. Yep. Yes.
Right now we're paying assessment on each individual lot. If with it being so close now, we never imagined that we'd be talking about August.
I don't think we can do that because it won't be occupied.
No,
I understand. It would save us some money. Yeah, but we're not. We can't get a certificate of occupancy until the Tehama County signs off on it's done and it's occupiable. Sure. Yep.
July of 2025.
Yeah. Nope. It's paid. It's paid. It's for the year. Yeah, Tammy. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. We need to get back on track so the meeting we can get out of here a little bit. Just look at this general budget in front of you. It was given out over the last couple of weeks. So if you haven't gone over it, just glance at it and look at it. There's front page here and then on the next page as well. If you have any questions, look at that and ask them right now, and then we can go to adopt it if everyone is fine with it. Any questions? Look at it and ask.
I'd like to clarify one thing, if I may.
Yeah.
Whether, in the ministry, the adult ministry, under the women's ministry,
mm-hmm.
In the past we've had a budget for our women's brunch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that included in the women's ministry?
Kevin, do you remember? Eileen, do you remember?
I don't remember.
It's been budgeted.
The women's brunch. Did you budget for it? Oh, Eileen said no. She's new. So, yeah, that's.
We've always had the budget, and Ida, we
Yeah. Okay. Okay, is there any other questions on the general fund budget? So we'll just ask for an affirmation for accepting this general fund budget. All those in favor of adopting the budget?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, so we have a general fund budget for next year. Okay, then we go to the building fund budget. We've already talked a lot about this. I don't think there's need to go much in more into it. You can see here what the budget is. We need to continue to pay into that and still be faithful. You guys have given so much, and we have outside donors and people as well, and we just need to continue that because we'd like to pay this building off so we don't have debt hanging over our head and grow the church. And you build a bigger sanctuary in the future. So continue. I urge you to continue in that. So is there any questions regarding the building fund budget? If not, let's ask for a vote or an affirmant here. Does everyone affirm that we accept this budget for the building fund? Anybody opposed? Okay, so we will have a building fund budget for next year. So there we go. We got that done. The only thing left, I got Debbie to come up and talk about holiday script. You're Debbie? Okay.
The other Debbie's in Texas.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm slow.
That's quite all right.
So I'm going to talk about script, holiday magic. Can you
Since Holiday quit giving us 5 cents a gallon off of the price of gasoline, our script has gone down to $1,300 this past year. We have had years where it was $3,700. So let me just encourage you, if you ever do any shopping at Holiday, you know, the sandwich, whatever, go ahead and buy a script card and use that to pay for those incidentals. Because whatever script card you get, the church building fund gets 10%. So if you get a $50 script card, the building fund gets $5. So it really is to our best interest. We're going to spend the money at Holiday anyway. So you want to do that. So since inception, the script has added $35,000 to the building fund.
Wow.
So there's no reason why we can't keep adding to it. So I just ask you to think about it. Get those cards. Debbie's over there. I'm over there to sell the script cards. And if you have questions about how it works, ask either one of us. We can answer your questions. And that's it. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, I didn't hear. They're not giving the 5 cents a gallon. However, for every $1,000 on your reward card, you know, that keeps track of what you spend, they'll take $10 off. So if you spend put $100 credit on your for gas, it's only going to cost you $90. So it's kind of a backwards way of doing it,
yeah.
But you still get a little bit. But it's not like it was. It's not as easy.
Yeah.
So building fund and balance. I think we've all gone over that. I just urge us to continue to give to the building fund, and let's just praise the Lord for what he's done already. I mean, just the $35,000 from the script, what a blessing that is. So let's just keep giving and just praising the Lord for what he's done and what he's provided. Any questions or answers you need from on the elders right now? Is there anything you'd like to ask the elders? This is your chance until next year when we all got us all together in front of you. Yes, Ed.
Advantageous for us, I understand.
was for sale, and he's going to give us first shot at it.
So there's two parts. First of all, we couldn't do it when we did it because we needed to get a loan for the church.
Gotcha.
And if we had a loan on the personage, the cost of that would have hurt us to get a loan for the church. So it had to come first.
I see.
But then if we go out and we buy it, it actually is going to cost us more a month than what we're paying for it.
Wow.
So, they're giving us a very good rent price. But once we get to this building project, you know, that's why they weren't able to buy anything out, because we couldn't have built the church and already had all this money tied up in a house. So that's why. Yeah.
Well, we've got to be able to make the payment on the church.
Yes.
Before we can say we can make
exactly. Yep. That's why we need to keep giving to the building fund so we can pay that thing down. So, all right. Anything else for the elders? All right. Well, if we have no more questions, let's close in prayer. Neil, do you want to close in prayer? Dustin, got something? You got something, Dustin? Yeah. Oh, that's you closing in prayer. I just need to read my...
All right, bow with me. Lord, we just thank you for this congregation. The will they have to serve you, Lord, is just astounding. And just put it on their hearts to serve where needed with the new building, and just continue to guide the elders and the church body as we move forward with the building project and reaching out to the community. We just thank you for everything you do for us, and just continue to guide us to bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
See you next week.